Chiefs losing 23-7 at home to a team that you will probably face in 2 weeks in the playoffs.
Yeah, they were the better team yesterday. It's important that we figure out how we can coach better and how we can play better and go out there and play good football.
Well, it's week 17, and the playoff-bound Chiefs will travel to San Diego for the final regular season game of the 2013 season. The Chargers have a lot on the line on Sunday, needing a win and some help to make it to the postseason. The Chiefs are locked into the fifth seed, awaiting a matchup with the Colts or the Bengals. But there's nothing better than eliminating a division rival from playoff contention. And you can bet the Chiefs would love to do just that to Phillip Rivers and the Chargers in Week 17. Here are the 3 points to focus on for this week's matchup. First, reigniting the Chiefs' pass rush. After terrorizing opposing offensive lines over the first half of the season, the Chiefs' sack totals have fallen off pace in recent weeks, and the Chiefs' defense hasn't been the same as a result. Pro Bowler Justin Houston has missed several weeks after dislocating his elbow in Week 12, and opposing quarterbacks are compensating for the Chiefs' rush, getting rid of the ball quickly and bringing in extra blockers. Finding creative ways to make Phillip Rivers uncomfortable in the pocket will be a big key in Sunday's game. Second, containing the Chargers' receiving threats. In the Chiefs' Week 12 matchup with the Chargers, Keenan Allen had a season-high 9 receptions for 124 yards, and Eddie Royal added 4 receptions for 87 yards of his own. That game was decided by a game-winning touchdown catch by yet another Chargers wide receiver, Shea Ejiratutu, with just 24 seconds left. It's probable that whoever the Chiefs face in the wildcard round will also have talented receivers, capable of presenting problems to any defense. Shutting down a talented Chargers receiving core in Sunday's rematch could go a long way in getting this Chiefs defense ready for whoever they'll face in the playoffs. Finally, getting back on track in the turnover battle. Even with a disappointing 4 turnovers on Sunday against the Colts, the Chiefs still lead the AFC in turnover differential at plus 17. The Chiefs have been at their best when their defense has played aggressive this season, forcing an AFC-leading 35 turnovers. That, combined with only 18 giveaways on offense, has been a recipe for success for the Chiefs so far in 2013. Forcing Phillip Rivers and the Chargers' offense into mistakes will likely be a big point of emphasis for the Chiefs on Sunday.